Hey, I'm Alex from Coffee with Pixie Dust, where I teach you how to unleash your potential, build your confidence, and elevate your mindset to have the life that you love. Welcome. Glad to have you back this week, where I am going to do some myth busting on a topic that I could talk about forever. Self-care. What does that really mean? Because it is everywhere. It is on YouTube, on the podcast, on the social platforms. I mean, anywhere you go, hashtag self-care, and you're going to get a list of all of these things that you should be doing to help you feel better about yourself. But here's the thing, most of those, like the ones I listed in the intro, are not necessarily going to help you in the long run. They're more like band-aids. They're going to cover up something, okay? So you've had a stressful down week, great. You go out with your friends, maybe you plan a weekend away, that's wonderful. But you know what? You still have to face Monday morning or Tuesday morning on your back with those exact same feelings. You go get a manicure, great. You're gonna feel great. You still have to show up at the office in the morning. You go on a family vacation, wonderful. All of these things, yes, they are wonderful and you should be doing them, absolutely. They should be part of your daily or weekly routines because they're important to do the things that you enjoy doing that make you feel good about yourself. That is a very important and vital step when you want to have a very strong confidence level, right? But here's the thing, it's kind of like everything else on social media. Quick fixes, photoshopped answers, really is what we're going to call them, because you're not really solving the problem. You're not really facing what is it that is actually bothering you. What is it that is keeping you from moving forward? And usually there is a fear associated with it. And I mean, that could come from any sort of direction. Maybe it's a fear of the unknown. Maybe it's a fear of not having dealt with something that is bothering you that happened in the past or with someone in your life. Maybe it is just the expectation that you have of yourself and not fulfilling it. I mean, there could be so many different reasons why you're struggling, okay? But taking a bubble bath, going on vacation, those things aren't really going to get to the bottom of that, are they? No, they're a quick fix. They're a band-aid. They're a quick solution to the problems that you're facing. So what can we do? Okay, so self-care really is taking care of yourself in a way that is going to produce results. And you do that by taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally, okay? And by the way, I don't know if you guys know, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and the third, so yesterday was Mental Health Day, which is great. I love that we're bringing awareness to such an important thing, okay? Because so many people don't take care of themselves mentally. We are great. We're great at finding physical exercise, finding tips on like how to deal with your emotions, what to do when you're sad, what to do, you know, how to find joy. I write a lot of those. So it's really easy to find those. But when it comes to like actual mental health issues like depression, anxiety, and the more severe ones, that can get really touchy. So I'm kind of deviating a little bit, but I did want to bring awareness to that real quick. And mental health is part of taking care of yourself. Care. So knowing, understanding, are you depressed? And women tend to suffer from depression. Are you anxious? Lots of Americans suffer from high levels of anxiety, especially right now in the state that we're in with the high prices and the work and the, you know, single income families need a second income and trying to get that coming in to make ends meet, changing things around because things aren't as flexible as they were. That is causing high levels of anxiety daily, and it is something you need to be aware of, okay? Because once you get, when you become anxious, other things start to change. Your stress level goes up. Your overwhelm goes up, which means you can't necessarily deal with the problems that you face daily because you're starting to get all of these other pressures coming from all of these other directions, and that's not necessarily good. Okay, so being aware of your mental state, are these pressures causing you depression? Are you feeling down? Are you feeling sad? How much worry are you carrying around? These are really important things that you need to take a look at and be aware of if you want to achieve true self-care, okay? Now, self-care comes through believing in yourself, having confidence in yourself, being aware of who you are as a person, what you are capable of handling and how you can handle those things. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you strength. Not a weekend away from everything where you can ignore it. No, it's facing that fear, facing those challenges, and being able to take the next step forward to that life that you want to live. So the first thing, okay, I've got three little things for you to think about. This is like the tip of the iceberg here. This is a quick 15 minute or less really talk on self-care. So the first thing that you can do is you can identify what is it that is bothering you. What do you want to change, right? What in your life is causing you anxiety or stress or worry or keeping you from, maybe you know that you're afraid of something, right? Maybe you know that you have to get a different job, but you're afraid to leave the one that you have. Maybe you need to ask for a promotion at work and you're afraid to. Maybe you want to start your own business and you don't know how to take those steps to do it or to put yourself out there, because you have to put yourself out there if you want to succeed and you don't feel confident, okay? So identify those things. That is going to be the first step, okay, to getting you to a better state of mind. And also, when you feel good mentally, you're going to want to do things to help you physically, and then it all kind of falls together emotionally. It all kind of falls in together, okay? It's like a circle or a tripod is how I've described it in the past, okay? It's like a tripod. When one is missing, it's going to all fall over, but when everything is together, they will hold you up, right? You're the camera on top of the tripod, and when all of those legs are strong underneath you, it will hold you up, okay? But if one of those is off, not so much, right? So identify, what is that fear? What is the anxiety? What is the worry that you have, okay? And write it down, know what it is, okay? Then you can start to take small or set small achievable goals to move on past that, right? Maybe it's that you want to start your business, or maybe you did start your business. You know you gotta do a little side hustle to help with the finances, but you don't know what to post on social media and you don't know where to get these paying customers. And you know, we have all been there, and there are, if you go on Facebook, overwhelming amount of groups. And in fact, if you're looking for a couple good ones, I have some really, really good coaches, but send me a message and I will let you know who they are and how they can help you really get started, okay? So there's a lot of resources out there, but it can be scary when you walk into a world that is overwhelming because of the amount of people that are on there trying to teach you something. You don't know who to listen to, who not to listen to, right? So reach out, ask for referrals or references. So I got sidetracked. Taking that first step and understanding what you need to do to move forward, I think is what I was saying, okay? Take those small steps. So the first thing is, what do you want to do? Second step, how do I get there? What are the next three things that I need to do to get from point A to point B? C, how am I going to fit that into, or three, how are we going to fit that into the daily schedule? Do I need to change the kids' schedules around? Do I need to change my schedule? Do I need to let my spouse know? Is this going to affect us in some way, okay? Those are things that you need to be aware of, and where having a journal or a planner really comes in handy. So make a plan. What do you want to do, okay, to move forward in whatever it is that is holding you back? Second, you're going to have self-compassion, okay? Because you're going to mess up. It is just a fact of life, okay? Nobody is perfect. Nobody gets it the first one, two, even three tries. We all have to get up and keep going to figure these things out, okay? So have a little bit of self-compassion, a lot of grace on yourself as you're figuring out, one, what is it that is bothering you? And two, how are we going to fix it? Those are big questions. Those are not questions that we're gonna answer here in 10 minutes, okay? There are things for you to reflect on so that you can achieve true self-care, which means being in a good, strong mental state to deal with the things that are happening around you, okay? The third thing that you're going to do as you're giving yourself grace and compassion is to have positive self-talk. And I talked about this a couple weeks ago, and so I can link that video or podcast in the description so you can get a little refresher if you missed it. If you're new here, I did talk about that a couple weeks ago, and I would love for you to go back and hear it. How do you have positive self-talk? Because that is crucial, absolutely essential and crucial to having a positive mindset. Listen, life is hard. There is no question about that, okay? And there are stages of life that are harder than others, but we all get through it. You can too. It's just being equipped with the right tools to do so, asking for help when you need it, and understanding what is going on and not falling for all of these Band-Aid solutions that are out there. Because they're gonna help you for a few days, a couple weeks, you're gonna feel great. But then what? You still have to face these things, okay? So positive self-talk. Have a gratitude list. That's something that's been going around that actually I can get behind, okay? What in your life are you grateful for? Your job, your spouse, your home, your family, your pets. The list can go. What are you grateful for in your life? What is it in your life that's making you happy? Because we tend to focus so much on the negative, right? We tend to focus so much on what's going wrong, what the problems are, that we forget to think about those things that are really good in our lives, really positive, really encouraging. So make a list about those in that journal or planner, and I'll post it and stick it on your dashboard in the car where you can see it on your way to work every day. What are you grateful for? Okay, maybe put in like a mantra, like a self-love positive quote. I love Audrey Hepburn's, "Nothing is impossible. The word says it in itself. I'm possible." I love that quote as something positive to remember, or Walt Disney's, you know, "You can make your dreams come true." Totally misquoted that, but it's that one. Just type in positive quotes on Google. Hundreds of them will come up. Pick your favorite. Maybe it's a Bible verse. Maybe it's a quote. Maybe it's a saying that someone told you once that you remember and hold on to. Write that down on that post-it on the dashboard too, up on the visor. And before you get out for work, flip the visor down. Don't do it while you're driving. And read it and say it to yourself as you're walking into a stressful office environment. Or maybe put it in your bathroom. You know, some people have written in lipstick on their mirrors, some women. And they read them for the week or for the day. That's a great idea. On your calendar. I mean, so many options. On your phone, have it pop up on your phone as a reminder every day. Read it on there, but remind yourself of the good things in your life, okay? So quick recap. Self-care is not a quick, easy Band-Aid fix. You're not gonna get your nails done and life is gonna be great. I wish that was easy, okay? But it's not, it's just not. It's not realistic, okay? So understand what it is that is causing you to feel overwhelmed or stressed or anxious, and make a plan, set some realistic goals, be compassionate with yourself as you get through those goals, and use a lot of positive self-talk with yourself. Remember, hold yourself up while you'll do it. Be your biggest cheerleader, okay? Surround yourself with people also that are going to lead you on. Let your family know, your good friends know what is going on. Have them support you through the process, okay? And then positive self-talk, self-compassion, and focus on your achievements. Oh, I'm so sorry. Focus on your achievements. What have you done in the past that's gotten you to this point? Because obviously you've done something, right? I mean, you're here, right? You've gotten from wherever to here, and you've done it hopefully well, right? And you're happy with yourself. You're proud of yourself. Focus on those things. Don't focus only on the things you don't have or the things you wish you could change. Focus on those things that are good that you have done in your life, okay? You also find your self-worth in knowing your strengths, which comes from that focus of achievement. So what are your strengths? Are you really good at learning? Are you really good at putting yourself out there? Are you really good at helping others? Self-care and self-worth are also supported by when you help others. So maybe you're really good at something and you can help someone else out with that, right? Be supportive of, like, maybe you see your neighbor and they need a little help, go help them. Or a person that you know that is struggling, give them a call, send them a quick encouraging text. Do something nice for someone else. That's going to start a chain reaction with you on ways to feel better, okay? So self-care really is something that comes from within. When you know what your strengths are, when you know what you're capable of, then you can face those fears and have a really good plan to move forward and to get that negative, nasty stuff that's that you're facing in the past, okay? You want to move it to the past. You want to live a happy present life, right? And get those things moving. But to do that, you need to move forward, and don't Band-Aid it, guys. Don't use something that is actually probably going to be more stressful to cover it up for a short while, for a few days. If you need help on that, guys, free mindset bootcamp session, okay? Completely free, because this what we're talking about is hard, and I've gone longer than usual because it is really important and it is really hard to do on your own, and you don't have to. And I know coaching isn't for everyone. I know coaching can be scary, but maybe you just need that one step, that one piece of advice to get you on the road to where you need to be, to live that life that you want to have, that joy that you want to feel really good about yourself. Take advantage. The link is in the description. Set up a time and I will give you one free call, because I really believe in this. I really believe in you. I believe that sometimes we just need a little boost. That's all we need. We don't need a whole year's worth of coaching to get to where we need to be, okay? So take advantage of that, guys, and learn to love yourselves. Remember, you're amazing the way that you are. You are filled with the God-given gifts that you have, talents that you have. Learn to use them. Use those talents. Use that love that you have for yourself. Use that good energy, those wonderful traits that you have to get out of this little sinkhole that you might feel that you're in. And we all go through them. I've been in there too, many times, many, many times. And I've used these same steps to help get myself out. And sometimes I've needed more help and I've reached out to people, and you should do the same. Okay. So guys, as always, I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care of yourself, but do it the right way. Take care of yourself emotionally, physically, mentally, and you will be unstoppable, because I believe in you. You're amazing, and I will see you here next week. As always, you bring the coffee and I'll bring the pixie dust. Bye, guys.